Nilqakom għas 26 programm fis-sensiela ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi. Programm ta' tfittxija. Programm ta' skoperta. Programm li fih insibu affarijiet li konna nafu bihom, konniex nafu bihom, jo konna naħsbu li nafu li huma mod, u fil-proċess forsi nintebħu li huma wkoll mod ieħor. Għina l-programm ieħor fis-sensiela ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi flimkien miegħi Tony Sant. Hawnhekk qed nippreżentaw affarijiet illi għandhom xi jaqsbu mal-enċiklopediji. Però minħabba li qegħdin fis-seklu 21 u issa kitħalna fit-tieni deċennju ta' dan is-seklu, l-enċiklopedija prinċipali hija l-Wikipedia. Il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online u mibnija fuq ħames prinċipji bażiċi. Dawn huma magħrufa bħala il-ħames kolonni li fuqhom hija mibnija il-Wikipedia. L-ewwel, il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija. It-tieni, il-Wikipedia tħaddan perspettiva neutrali. It-tielet, il-Wikipedia hija ħielsa u b'xejn. Ir-raba', l-edituri tal-Wikipedia għandhom jirrispettaw lil xulxin u jikkomunikaw dejjem b'mod dinjetuż. Il-ħames, il-Wikipedia m'għandhiex ħafna regoli fissi. Apparti hekk, tajjeb ukoll li ngħidu illi il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online miktuba b'madwar 300 lingwa, inkluż il-Malti. Il-verżjonijiet tal-Wikipedia b'lingwi varji mhux kollha huma żviluppati indas. Lingwi kbar għadhom ferm aktar tarif fihom minn dawk b'lingwi illi mhux mitkellma jew kellha mhux miktuba minn daqs tan-nies madwar id-dinja. Dan huwa il-każ tal-Malti s'intendi. It-tema tiegħi hija li permezz ta' din is-sensiela tal-programm ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi, il-Wikipedija bil-Malti tkompli tittejjeb. Din biċċa xogħol illi trid issir b'mod kollaborattiv. Int li qed tisma' lili nitkellem bħalissa tista' tikkontribwixxi għat-titjib tal-Wikipedija sew bil-Malti kif ukoll b'lingwi oħra li taf jew jinteressawk. Tajjeb li ngħidilkom x'għandna preparat fil-programm tal-lum. Il-programm tal-lum huwa maqsum fit-tnejn. Fl-ewwel parti jiena se nkun qiegħed inlaqgħakom ma' xi ħadd illi qiegħed jgħinni fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tiegħi. Xi ħadd illi jew storikament jew inkella attwalment jew forsi anke il-qudiem għeni jew qed jgħinni jew se jkun qed jgħinni biex nimraħ f'din id-dinja enċiklopedika. Xi drabi dawn se jkunu nies li nafu, drabi oħra se jkunu nies li għadni għażilqajt magħhom. Tista' anke tkun int kif jgħidu. Imma ħafna drabi dawn se jkunu nies li b'xi mod jew ieħor huma attivi jew f'din il-tfittxija personali tiegħi jew inkella fid-dinja enċiklopedika b'xi mod jew ieħor mod partikolari kif din torbot mal-Wikipedia. Fit-tieni parti mbagħad namlu tfittxija partikolari illi b'xi mod jew ieħor torbot ma' dak illi niltaqgħu miegħu fl-ewwel parti. Issa li prezentajtilkom 25 minn dawn il-programmi ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi, b'dan is-26 wieħed naslu fit-tmiem tat-tieni sensiela ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi. U l-Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi tagħna se jieqfu hawn. Tal-anqas għalissa, forsu l-qoddim nerġgħu niltaqgħu għal aktar Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi, u allura ħassejt illi bixxira llum illi flok ikolli xi ħadd mistieden biex ikellimna dwar xi ħaġa jew oħra illi għandha x'taqsam mal-enċiklopediji online kif għamilna anke matul dawn l-aħħar siċċur, illum nagħtu ħarsa lura lejn il-mistednin kważi kollha illi kellna f'din it-tieni sensiela ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi. Din hija xi ħaġa simili għal dak li għamilt jien għalikom fit-tmiem l-ewwel sensiela f'Diċembru li għadda. U allura ħalli ngħaddu mill-ewwel biex nibdew naraw min kienu il-mistednin illi kellna matul din it-tieni sensiela ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi u mhux hekk biss. Imma x'kienu s-suġġetti illi tkellimna magħhom dwarhom matul dawn il-programmi. U biex jiena allura illi nibdew minn xi ħadd illi kien propju hu illi fassal il-bidu tal-Wikipedija bil-Malti blajnuna ta' xi utenti u kontributuri oħra, u hawnhekk allura qiegħed nirreferi jiena għall-ħabib tagħna Stephen Loomis. Stephen Loomis illi huwa Amerikan illi għal xi żmien kien jgħix Malta u jaħdem fl-Università ta' Malta u miegħu konna tkellimna dwar diversi affarijiet li anke għandhom x'jaqsmu ma' l-ilsin Malti online. Ma' mod partikolari hawnhekk għażilt is-silta fej Stephen jirrakkuntalna x'kien ġara meta tfaslet għall-ewwel darba il-Wikipedija bil-Malti.
I've been in the industry for a long time, but I'm definitely not in the early days of computer translation. Is that you see German and Chinese and Thai all have long-standing support, and there are other languages that I have helped come up to speed in recent days. We're working on Venetian and some others, but it was the opportunity to say, well, where's Malta in my list? Okay, I have these other languages, but there's no Maltese. So I started putting in the days of the week in Maltese, and from my from my textbook, and put those down and started doing a few things. And that brings me to the Wikipedia beginnings, and that is that in, I think it was in 2003. I want to say it was September 11th, 2003. That may be the wrong year, but I'm pretty sure it was September 11th for some reason. And I was thinking about why isn't there a Maltese Wikipedia? This is a useful thing. And I wondered if I could actually start it, and what would it take to start it. And I didn't then, and I don't consider myself fluent in Bemalti, less so now, but I thought, well, maybe I can at least get it started. I can do something, and it's edited. You know, if there's a mistake, somebody will come and improve it. So why not launch it? And so I started it, and collected some other people. We actually had a face-to-face meeting on one of my visits to Malta. I think it was that same year. The other people that were involved is Rebecca Buttigieg also was a part of that, and Ramon Kasha, as I mentioned. And there was the other users that came on, I think later, Maltese Dog. Oh, also, I want to say there's someone else I was wanting to remember. It's just so long ago. Anyway, but we had the face-to-face meeting and tried to work on, you know, getting best practice things, trying to have a welcoming thing. We had the village, the village pump. Yes, we had the piazza to try to welcome people in, to answer questions, and try to make it kind of think of how to give it the warm Maltese welcome, right? You know, when you visit this, and you do more than simply, I browse a page, I look at it, and I go on with my day. But if you, someone really wants to see what's going on here, what is this Wikipedia? And one thing I thought was interesting was that just the opportunity to give a Maltese flavor to this Wikipedia. It's not simply a translation of the English, let's say. It's not just that you have your own, you have one content and now you just translate it. So it's more than linguistics is never simple, but it's more than simply a linguistic shift, but it's actually a cultural shift where, it develops in its own way. And at first, I would say that when I was creating, templates for years and decades and things like that, some of those infrastructure to try to get, cross-linking in place, right? Because I wanted biographies, I wanted to have, different places and things have some sort of consistency. There was a period when I thought, well, why is this separate? Why isn't this all just handled automatically by Wikipedia? But I realized that the benefit, the power is really in having a local flavor. And yes, it means extra work, but it means that, you really have the Maltese Wikipedia, right? Wikipedia. It's not just the, formerly previously published under this language. So I thought that was really quite a benefit.
Inti kizmin law il-Wikipedia bil-Malti kompli tiżviluppa, imma aktar importanti minn hekk kompla jiżviluppa wkoll l-univers madwar il-Wikipedia bl-Ingliż u madwar id-dinja. Allura, apparti dan illi smajna anke mingħand Stephen Loomis, interessanti illi naraw x'inhuma l-aħħar sviluppi, u b'mod partikolari l-aħħar sviluppi hawnhekk jikkonċernaw dak li jissejjaħ Wikidata. U fost il-mistiedna illi kellna illi tkellmu dwar dan is-suġġett mill-Wiki Education Foundation fl-Istati Uniti kellna lil Liana Davis.
I think a few years ago, one of the things we started recognizing within the United States context is more and more people were using personal digital assistants like Alexa and Siri to get information. And the idea that the long-form encyclopedia article was the be-all and end-all of learning is just a bit outdated at this point. I love encyclopedia articles. I love Wikipedia. I can read a long Wikipedia article and get the key points and what I'm looking for out of it. But this is not something that necessarily everyone does or that especially kids do, that we see them engage much more with things like asking Siri a question or watching a video on YouTube. And so I think one of the ways that Wiki Education has tried to be responsive to this is identifying opportunities to provide knowledge in the media that people are seeking it these days. And I think we have not effectively tackled the video, in part because Commons is a bit of a beast to try to deal with videos on. So I don't think the platform is really ready for that, but Wikidata is absolutely ready. And for those of you who are not aware, Wikidata is the open structured data counterpart to Wikipedia, and it is what is used by things like Alexa and Siri when you're asking a question. Many of the answers are coming directly from what is in Wikidata, and so it's super important to ensure the information on Wikidata is representative, accurate, and complete. And that is something that Wiki Education organizationally has tackled in the last several years. So, in addition to the program that we do, where the faculty teach with Wikipedia, as I was talking about, we also have a program where we run professional development courses for knowledge experts more broadly. And we have run Wikipedia courses for several years. A couple of years ago, we added a Wikidata course complement to that, which has been an incredibly powerful example of ways we can engage professionals within what we call the glam sector, so galleries, libraries, archives, and museums, more particularly, to identify ways that Wikidata can help help them further their missions, as well as providing a lot of really important and accurate information on Wikidata.
Għalkedron iż-żewġi l-istidna li preżentejtilkom sissa huma tnejn ibbażati fl-Istati Uniti tal-Amerika u Amerikani wara kollox. Ma ridkomx taħsbu illi l-Wikipedia hija xi ħaġa Amerikana biss. Anzi, illi naħsbu li l-Wikipedia hija xi ħaġa Amerikana ikun żball illi bih nkunu qegħdin nagħrqu anke bina nfusna. Hija xi ħaġa pjuttost globali, globali anke b'dimensjoni mhux biss Ewropea, immanka b'interess partikolari ħafna Malti. U dan l-interess Malti jiena diskutejtu mhux biss ma' mistednin Malti, immanka ma' mistieden partikolari illi jaħdem fiħdan l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej f'Brussell illi huwa Dimitrov. Miegħu tkellimna propju dwar dan is-suġġett.
2 years ago, the European Parliament passed the Copyright Directive. Now the copyright directive is basically an update to the copyright rules, and depending on what they voted on, it could have been either like we could have been in a situation where we would have had to delete content of Wikipedia. So basically, there was one proposal to make an exception called Freedom of Panorama to remove it, to make it only. To restrict it EU-wide, which would have meant that we would have had to remove several images, including of the German Parliament building, from Wikipedia. Now, this didn't happen, but there were such suggestions. Another thing that we actually got out of this copyright reform is, in our mind, works that are works whose author has been dead for longer than 70 years are public domain. So there were quite a few German paintings on Wikipedia where the museums claimed, well, the image, like the original painting, is public domain, but the photograph thereof is newer, so it's not public domain and you're not allowed to reuse that. So, I mean, here we had the question, is a faithful, a one-to-one copy of a work that is public domain, is it also public domain, or is it restricted and does it have new copyrights on it? So this was a long discussion and an argument that in the end we won. And the European Parliament basically told all member states that they need to ensure that faithful reproductions of public domain works remain in the public domain. So it's such things that we talk about and such things that are important to the functioning of Wikipedia and that can literally lead to us deleting hundreds of and thousands of images of Wikipedia, or us being able to add thousands of images to Wikipedia, for instance. This was the copyright reform, and this copyright directive, since it's a European directive, will come to Malta, and we expect Malta to basically have a national copyright reform based on this directive this year. So there will be a lot of interesting things happening in Malta, and it's important to watch that space if you care about access to knowledge online in Malta. But another thing that's happening on the European level is that the European Commission now proposed something that they call the Digital Services Act. Now, what the Digital Services Act basically does is it wants to create rules for moderating public spaces online, and even if they're private public spaces. So it wants to set up rules for how to keep, remove, make inaccessible content on platforms like Facebook, Google, like Wikipedia, like online forums, and basically anything that you can think of where users can upload content. This is a very welcome clarification. It's just about to start. We again here have the problem is that the European legislator basically created a draft with only big for-profit platforms in mind. And we would like and we would need to make sure that basically the Wikipedian communities can continue to work as they do now. And that they can continue to argue about different subjects without being afraid that, let's say, the Wikimedia Foundation would have to move in and to tell them you can do this or you can't do that. So, you know, it's a balancing act, but, you know, it's important to have our voice in there. Now, maybe what's interesting for Malta in this case is that it looks like the rapporteur, so the main MEP who leads the debates, will be from the Socialists and Democrats group, and from the S&D group, the front runner, as it stands now, is Alex Saliba. I hope I pronounced that okay. And you know, if it happens, that would be interesting because Mr. Saliba already did a report for the European Parliament on this Digital Services Act. And without going into too much detail, he did a very well job in balancing the different needs and the different threats and the different opportunities. Basically by saying that you need to have, of course, responsibilities for large companies and large online spaces, and you need stricter rules on targeted advertising, but also that you need enough space for citizens, for users to express themselves freely online and to not be pre-moderated and pre-filtered in a way. So yeah, we'll see what will happen, but it might be that Malta gets to play a key pivotal role in making the online moderation rules for an entire continent over the next few years.
U din it-tahdita ma' Dimi Dimitrov ma kienieċ l-unika okkazjoni li kellna f'din it-tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici illi nitkellmu koll dwar id-dimensjoni Maltija ma' dak li għandu x'jaqsam għaliex qed jiġri madwar id-dinja kollha illi jinvolvi il-Wikipedia. F'dan il-każ issa nisimgħu anke din id-darba minn mistieden illi kellna mill-Indja, bażat fl-Indja f'Kalkata, fejn hemmhekk konna tkellimna ma' Rajib Datta.
I'm also doing some international collaborations, which I'm also like to invite the Maltese community to the Wikimedia community of Malta to collaborate with me. I've done already for the last 3 years Interwiki Women with Italy, Armenia, Israel, Nepal, and I think with Germany. Well, what we're doing is that we ask the editors from the respective countries to work on articles about ourselves, of my country. So what I do is I write articles about their country, and they write articles in my country. So that is the cross cultural collaboration that we do. The way is that we work on women related articles of Armenia, then Italy, then Germany, then Israel, and they work on articles of India in their own languages. So in that way we are creating more a world perspective where people can see an article in different languages, and even giving our heroes a platform where their learnings can be read, understood in native language in a particular other country other than in English. So I like to invite Wikimedia community Malta to do such collaboration with us maybe this year, where we can work on articles about culture in Malta, and they can do the same with our culture from India.
Rajib Datta kien wieħed minn diversi mistiedna illi kellna f'din it-tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici illi magħhom tħaddithna dwar dik li tissejjaħ Wikipedia 20, Wikipedia 20, l-20 anniversarju mit-twaqqif tal-Wikipedia bl-Ingliż mbagħad eventwalment madwar 300 lingwa oħra madwar id-dinja li bdiet propju fil-15 ta' Jannar ta' l-2001. Mistiedna oħra illi kellna propju marbuta ma' dan il-Wikipedia 20 kienet mil-Ghana. U mil-Ghana konna smajna minnant l-Open Foundation West Africa. Emmek, mistiedna kienet Ruby Dimenshi Brown.
So Wikipedia has gradually become a huge part of my daily dealings, and I've been exposed to the amazing work put in by OFWA's community of volunteers. But I'd like to take this opportunity to highlight the story of two community members who have gone above and beyond their efforts. And one is Maxwell Beganim and the other is Jesse Akofi. So Maxwell actually began his volunteer journey in 2018 when he participated in an OFW educational program called the Summer Open School. And this sparked his passion to volunteer within the movement. And from there, he became an active contributor on Wikipedia, which led him to being awarded the Star Ambassador of the Year due to his contribution. And that was in 2018. So Max was also able to fulfill his vision of taking Wikipedia to his community in Kumasi with the support of OFWA. Since then, he has had opportunity to organize a number of monthly meetups, trainings with his community about contributing on Wikipedia and a sister project. This also led him to become active in the deployment of KWIX in secondary school. And KWIX is basically an offline version of Wikipedia. Maxwell has done amazingly well and risen through the ranks through his hard work and determination. And currently, Maxwell is a member of the OFWA core team as a training associate. The second person I would like to highlight, I said, was Jesse. And Jesse's first experience was when he attended a Wikipedia training session some years back and a photo walk. And these experiences sparked his passion to volunteer within the community. And having received these trainings, he felt empowered to lead personal projects such as the She Project, which he took up to train women or girls in secondary schools. And Jesse has since then participated in a number of projects both locally and globally and has won many awards like the AfroCine Awards. He was part of the top three. And Jesse has done amazingly well within the community. And currently, he's also part of the OFWA core team as a training associate.
Ruby Demenx Brown ma kienx l-unika mistiedna li kellna mill-Afrika f'din it-tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. U mill-Afrika tal-Punent tlajna fl-Afrika ta' fuq eventualment u smajna wkoll mingħand xi ħadd li huwa bbażat fil-Marokk. Id-din il-mistiedna partikolari kienet il-perit Nasima Chaboun.
Our idea is to create thematic projects that will cover many regions and countries in the same time. So this will create some interaction between people and Wikimedians from many regions and will allow us to have articles in many languages in the same time. For example, we started a project called Told Cities, through which we want to document the cities or urban fabrics that are listed as World Heritage Sites, create articles about them, first in the 6 official UNESCO languages, and then move to other languages if we have enough volunteers from different countries and cultural backgrounds. And then move to document the buildings within these cities because sometimes we find a city that is composed of maybe 100 or 200 significant buildings, but we have an article only for the city as a whole. So through this project, we want to go in details and document these cities with all their components. We will have also another project focused on the World Heritage in danger. And many sites that are in the danger list, they belong to countries without affiliates. So this will allow us to cover these countries for the first time. And of course, we will proceed with a multilingual approach. We will have an organizing team that belongs to many countries, and we will try to attract many other volunteers to create, for example, programs in the dashboard with as many languages as we can. We will also try to, we started to have some partners by language. We have a volunteer from Jordan who has launched a very successful education program in his university and is ready to collaborate with us in order to cover all the World Heritage sites in Arabic. So we will be very glad to have the same thing in Maltese, for example, to create content based on language and not on the countries or the regions.
Kif intbaħtu minn dan il-klim li qaltilna hawnhekk Nasima Xaħbun, hawnhekk qegħdin norbtu mal-proġetti tal-UNESCO, b'mod partikolari mal-programm tagħhom tal-Siti ta' Wirdini. Imma li konna milna wkoll f'din is-sensiela huwa li ltqajna propju mal-Wikipedista residenti tal-UNESCO f'Pariġi, li huwa John Cummings, huwa kien qalilna kif kien li wara ħafna snin jaħdem fil-moviment tal-Wikipedia madwar id-dinja u sab ruħu Pariġi mal-UNESCO.
My, I guess, route to working UNESCO was a little bit convoluted. So after I'd done the project in Monmouth, I did some other things around like community projects and with Wikipedia, and then there was a job opening for a Wikipedian in residence at the Science Museum and Natural History Museum in London. And this is really like this was where I was trying to get to when I was kind of frustrated about learning about some environmental science before. And I applied for the job and I got it, and I really like it was such a steep learning curve, like working with these two very large institutions. They have millions of visitors a year. Half the visitors don't speak English as their first language, so there's a huge audience in many different languages who are there, who are coming. Natural History Museum and the Science Museum both have millions and millions of objects in their collection. It's such a kind of rich resource for Wikipedia. And natural science and other sciences are such well read areas of Wikipedia, kind of universally, not just in English. And so what I did as a Wikipedian residence then was try to put several different models of kind of sharing their knowledge on Wikipedia. Most of them try things and often they don't work. So I mainly focus on helping them share their content under an open license. I'll speak more about maybe the Natural History Museum, because that's where I spent most of my time. So they have a collection of millions and millions of specimens, and many of them are something called type specimens, which is the actual moth or whatever it is. That's the kind of individual specimen that describes the species. So I worked with them on helping them adopt open licenses, and now they have a open license where they can share their content on Wikipedia. And I guess that through that, I understood that a Wikipedian in residence is like a bridge between two communities. So they're almost, I don't know if translator is quite the word. It's partially translator. It's partially like tour guide. It's partially like ambassador or something. That sounds very fancy. It's like a person. Yeah, and it's like a person who can wear both hats. So when you hang out with your Wikipedia friends, you're like the person from that museum, and when you're at the museum, you're the person from Wikipedia.
U matul din l-aħħar sena dan kollu ridna noħduh f'kuntest partikolari naturalment. Dak il-kuntest huwa l-kuntest tar-restrizzjonijiet tas-saħħa minħabba l-imxija u x'nafien il-pandemija ma jistax jonqos illi kellha impatt fuq dak kollu li kien ippjanat għal dan l-aħħar sena mis-sena li għaddiet ġifieri minn Marzu tal-2020 s'issa. Għana tkellimna dwarek b'mod partikolari anka mas-segretarju tal-Wikimedia Community Malta li hija laqda volontarja illi taħdem favur il-Wikipedia f'Malta kif ukoll il-Wikipedia bil-Malti Neville Borch.
Dal-periodu kol kellna diversi pjanijiet li sfortunatament ma ħabba li mxija kellna nadattaw b'modi differenti. Fostom il-ċerimonja tal-otijiet tal-premi għal-kompetizzjoni Wikilove Monuments li saret f'Settembru li għadda u din il-ċerimonja kienet ippjanata l-issir fl-aħħar ta' Marzu. Ta' fl-aħħar ta' dan ix-xahar prattikament, però naturalment minħabba l-imxija, minħabba l-restrizzjoni qed titħassar. Dik kienet parti mill-kollaborazzjoni tagħna mal-Valletta Design Cluster fej ledejna programm ta' Wikimedian in Residence flimkien mal-Valletta Design Cluster matul daw l-aħħar xhur. L-aħħar it-tajba li kellna f'daw l-aħħar il-ġranet kienet li għall-ewwel darba Malta għandha ritratt fl-ewwel 20 tal-kompetizzjoni internazzjonali tal-Wikilove Monuments. F'din il-kompetizzjoni kull sena il-rebbieħa ta' kull pajjiż jieħdu ħusem f'kompetizzjoni mal-rebbieħa tal-pajjiż l-oħra, jiġifieri l-10 rebbieħa Maltin kull sena jikkompetu mal-10 rebbieħa tal-pajjiż kollha li jieħdu sehem fil-kompetizzjoni. U eventualment jitħabru r-rebbieħa internazzjonali. U għall-ewwel darba din is-sena kellna ritratt minn parteċipant fil-kompetizzjoni Maltija li l-20 post internazzjonalment. U din hija aħbar naturalment aħbar sabiħa għax tagħti wkoll iżjed viżibilità għall-kompetizzjoni Maltija u għall-wirt storiku Malti. U aħbar sabiħa fil-kompetizzjoni internazzjonali kien hemm madwar 23,000 ritratt fil-verità. L-20 post hija ħaġa sabiħa ħafna.
Fost il-kollaboraturi regolari li kellha l-Wikimedia Community Malta għal dan il-proġett ta' Wikilove Monuments li issa fl-aħħar anke rċieva rikonoxximenti internazzjonali wara 5 snin għaddej anke f'Malta. Hemm iċ-Ċentru Nazzjonali għall-Kreattività fil-Belt Valletta li huwa magħruf bħala Spazju Kreattiv. Minn Spazju Kreattiv għandna kellna f'din is-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi bħala l-mistidna tagħna lil Sara Borch.
Spazju Kreattiv dejjem ħadem ma' Wikimedia Community Malta u għandha relazzjoni li tmur lura dawn l-aħħar snin. Il-pjanijiet ta' Spazju Kreattiv u li nkomplu nsaħħu di l-kollaborazzjoni mhux biss li jinħol aktar interess dwar suġġett tal-arti u kultura u suġġetti Maltin u kompetizzjonijiet u avvenimenti u workshops li jinħolqu, din id-diskussjoni hija dejjem importanti, iżda li n-nies li jaħdmu magħna jgħinu lill-komunità ta' Wikimedia Community Malta li jinħolqu daw il-links bej l-artisti u bej il-komunità li jrid jaħdem u jikteb dwarhom. Jiġifieri nisa' nagħtik eżempju bħal il-fatt li artisti bħal qed insemmi jinna f'Debbie Caruana Dingli, Anna Grima jew inkella anka kif ukoll Gabriel Caruana u Edward Caruana Dingli, il-paġni tagħhom dwarhom inħolqu permezz ta' din il-kollaborazzjoni. Ninfasizza li Debbie Caruana Dingli ma kitbitx il-paġna nfisha, kien inħoloq dan l-interess fejn hi tiġi mfakra l-importanza tagħha u l-kontribut tagħha lejn l-arti lokali. Jiġifieri permezz ta' daw il-kollaborazzjonijiet fit-tul. Aħna qed inkomplu nsaħħu l-arti viżiva u l-wirt kulturali lokali.
Wieħed minn dawn il-proġetti huwa Art and Feminism u l-edizzjoni ta' din is-sena l-2021 fis-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi kellna biex tkellimna minn Wikimedia Community Malta lil Enrik Tabone.
Din is-sena għal Art and Feminism ġewwa Malta ritna apparti pasnin l-oħra nħarsu lej artisti viżivi u anka ħafna drabi jkun hemm aspett ta' xi esibizzjoni u nħarsu lej iktar artisti li taw forsi kontribuzzjoni lej l-arti f'Malta, ħarisni iktar lej l-importanza femminista ta' nisa li taw kontribuzzjoni iktar signifikanti lej soċjetà. L-ewwel parti li ħadd naħsib ħarisna lejn informazzjoni diġà teżisti fuq Wikipedia biex naraw x'nistgħu nirranġaw minnha u anke artikli li diġà ħadimna f'edizzjonijiet ta' qabel bħal eżempju ta' Julie Jaqob għamilna traduzzjoni fil-Malti u ħarisna lejn żewġ paġni oħra artikli li kienu diġà jeżistu fl-Ingliż li kienu miktuba tajjeb u nixtiequ iktar il-qudiem. Insaħħu daw il-paġni wkoll li huma ta' Maggie Borch li kienet attivista u ambientalista u ħadmet ħafna wkoll bħala feminista u kif ukoll Irene Kondaċi tabiba Maltija waħda mill-ewwel żewġ nisa li anke marru fl-Università f'Malta u ħadmu bħala tobba fit-tieni gwerra dinjija però mbagħad ftit teżmin ilu F'Malta tlifna l-Cynthia Turner li kienet pjanista u meta bdejna nfittxu dwarha u naraw kif nistgħu nsaħħu l-artiklu tagħha għarafna li hi kienet waħda minn daw in-nisa li organizzat il-Biċċa Mizzi Vassallo Award. Da l-award huwa għal pjanisti Maltin li jkun hemm konkors u jerbħu dal-award u jsaħħilhom anke l-karriera pjanista. Issa minn kienet Biċċa Mizzi Vassallo? Meta fittixna dwarha sibna li xejn kważi ma jeżisti fuq l-internet u ftit artikli li ssib dwarha fil-gazzetta issib li iktar jissemma ir-raġel tagħha li kien Enrico Mizzi għax fil-ħidma tiegħu politika u hi ma ġembu ħanejdu hekk għax kien Prim Ministru ta' Malta. Artiklu minnu fil-fatt jitkellem ukoll Biċċa Vassallo bħala the woman behind Enrico Mizzi. Però aħna ma xtaqniex nibqgħu naraw daw l-artikli bħala Biċċa Mizzi wara Enrico Mizzi, imma Biċċa Mizzi bħala Biċċa Mizzi Vassallo il-pjanista u l-karriera li kellha kemm qabel ma iż-żewġa Enrico Mizzi waqt ħajtu u anke wara l-mewt tiegħu li ħadmet ħafna anke bħala pjanista u grazzi għal ħafna xogħol li ħolqot hi għenet biex wara mewtu wkoll ikun hemm dan l-award u hi fil-fatt anke sibna li anke Malta hemm żewġ toroq imsemmijin għaliha. Kif ukoll skola primarja. Biex bdejna naħdmu din da kien eżerċizzju interessanti ħafna għax ma kienx persuna jew tnej imma kien eżerċizzju kollettiv fejn ħdimna flimkien kif ukoll kien hemm min mar u fittex ritratti u informazzjoni u ċertifikat ta' twelid għax eżempju li konna nsibu biss is-sena mhux id-data. Issa biex ta' da kollu li wara li tkun ħloq dan l-artiklu tara hemm tara l-possibilitajiet li l-ħajja ta' din persuna grazzi għal Wikipedia tibqa' tgħix u jkollok tagħmel li anke dan l-artiklu jiġi tradott għal lingwi oħra u ħafna nies oħra li forsi ma jqrawx l-Ingliżi jew il-Malti jsiru jafu iktar dwar Biċċa Mizzi Vassallo.
U din l-idea li l-artikli jiġu tradotti għal lingwi oħra hija propju attività oħra li hemm voluta fiha il-Wikimedia Community Malta illi tkellimna dwarha f'din it-tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. L-attività hija r-rebbija CEE, CEE Central and Eastern Europe, l-Europa Ċentrali u tal-Vant, illi dwar dan il-konkors u anka dwar din l-inizjattiva tkellimna ma' Filip Kopetzki.
I think it might be worthwhile talking about the structure of CE Spring because people will probably want to know how it's possible to organize 30 communities in 27 languages, like that was the count last year. If you enable volunteers to do what is the fun aspect of all of this, or like what I believe is the fun aspect of organizing CE Spring is like setting something up for local volunteers in your language to then write articles about, then I think like there's a lot more potential in like motivating people to take part, and it also makes it easier for them to not spend as much time because you can imagine, like, if every community would, like, apply for their own funds, you'd have 30 pages of documentation of, like, what happened to those funds instead of one page with, like, general statistics of, like, how many articles were written, for example, and how many in which language. And I think that's also, like, one way forward in the 2030 strategy is to emulate that example in other areas, to, like, not have this paperwork get between the volunteers and what they want to do. I think C-Spring has become so big in terms of numbers and languages included that because we have about, like, 540 editors every year, and, like, last year we had 14,000 articles. But there's this kind of also, like, allure towards, like, being part of something bigger in a way. And C-Spring is a big contest, and it's definitely one of the biggest ones in the Wikimedia space. And people are really motivated to take part in it because they see, like, people are writing about their country and they're writing about every other country. And there's also, like, a Hall of Fame every year where we, like, where people can enter the name if they have written about every community in C-Spring, and then they get, like, something from the international team, like a small prize. Yeah, I mean, it becomes competitive. The prizes, like, the prize money is up to 400 euros in total, and you can imagine for some countries that 400 euros is quite a lot of money.
U nasmajna dan kollu issa ikun xira illi nisimgħu wkoll minn hemm mistiedni ieħor li kellna f'din is-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici, tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici, illi huwa Wikipedista ġdid, ċaħat illi huwa bħalek, illi però għażel illi jikkontribwixxi fil-permezz tal-kitba, fil-kest tiegħu għal Wikipedia bil-Malti. U dan huwa Clyde Triganza, min għandu se nisimgħu x'ħajru biex propju jagħmel dan.
Li wassalli li personalment u li ħabba tajjeb li sirt naf bil-possibilità tal-Wikipedia bil-Malti f'żmien fej jiena nħobb nivvjaġġa ħafna, s-soltu, u ovvjament bil-pandemija dan ġi limitat, ma waqafx għal kollox imma ġi limitat, għandna jgħidu jekk minħabba restrizzjonijiet fil-vjaġġar, jiena nħobb inżur ħafna siti ta' wirt dinji tal-UNESCO li huma lista oħra ta' 1121 sit fid-dinja kolla maqsumin fuq kultura u natura li jitqisu bħala wirt kulturali u naturali dinji, u jiena żort 505 minnhom sissa. Hemm ukoll 1700 oħra indikattivi li kull sena jiżdiedu, ġifieri 10 snin ilu meta bdejt inżur kien hemm daqs kemm żort issa siti, ġifieri dejjem jiżdiedu kull sena. It-tir mhux li narhom kollha, diġà naf li nżgur mhux ikun il-kas għaliex hemm postijiet li huma fi żoni ta' gwerra jew hekk, imma li kull ma mmur jekk inkun qiegħed qrib tagħhom nżurhom u jekk inkun ħa nara pajjiż ġdid nara lilhom bħala bażi. Ma jfissirx li huma bissem x'tara. Imma dejjem żorthom u qatt m'għamilt rendu kont tagħhom bil-Malti. Dejjem għamilt reċenzjonijiet b'lingwi oħrajn, l-Ingliż, Spanjol, Taljan, Ġermaniż kultant. U dejjem rid nagħmel kif tgħid, nġedded il-memorji tiegħi b'siltiet mis-sit Ewlieni tal-UNESCO dwar x'wassal biex dawn jitqiesu bħala siti ta' wirt kulturali dini jew naturali dini, u bil-Wikipedija kelli l-opportunità li nagħmel hekk għax qed issa nibda bil-505 li għandi, jiġifieri ankor wattija waħda minnhom Malta jien nibqgħu fuq Malta. Għandek il-Poġġo ta' ħalsafdini, għandek il-siti megalitiċi ta' Malta u Għawdex, u għandek il-Belt Valletta, tlieta. U bdejt bihom. Wara li bdejt naħseb fuq kif ħanamel biex nagħmel 505 siti bil-mod il-mod u nelabora fuqhom bħala punta tluq. Ġifieri fl-istess ħin li nkun qed inġedded il-memorji tiegħi nikkontribwixxi bl-artikli fuqhom li ħafna mid-drabi nnutajt f'lingwi oħrajn huma dawk l-iktar li jkollhom lingwi bihom bħala artikli fil-Wikipedija. Bħala punta tluq ieħor bat l-20 sena anniversarju tal-Wikipedia bil-Malti u bil-Wikipedia in ġenerali, u kien hemm lista u l-iktar ħaġa li laqtitni kienet il-ġebla ta' Rosetta li kien l-ewwel artiklu tiegħi fej kont qed nitħarreġ kif noħloq artiklu, kif nedditjah, kif indaħħal l-istampi, kif indaħħal l-ħoloq. għalix il-ġebla ta' Rosetta miex UNESCO, imma hija tinsab wieħed mill-iktar binjiet li għandu naħseb rabtiet ma' UNESCOs differenti, ma' siti ta' wieħed binjiet tal-UNESCO differenti. Għalix il-ġebla ta' Rosetta ma tinsabx l-Eġittu issa, tinsab il-British Museum, imma jekk iżżur il-British Museum biss diġà tista' żżur pratikament se kif tgħid mort id-dinja kollha. U torbot ukoll mal-qasam professjonali tiegħi li bħalissa huwa traduzzjoni mhux l-interpretar biss. Għaliex hemm tliet kitbit, l-ġeroglifiċi, l-Eġizzjan Demotiku u l-Grik antik li waslu għall-iskoperta tal-qari id-dekodifikazzjoni tal-ġeroglifiċi dak iż-żmien. U bdejt nitraduċi b'dak. Min hemm imma mbagħad u li naħseb li tista' tkun interessanti anki għal Wikipedisti oħrajn attivi għal-Malti speċjalment, huwa li inti taqbad xi ħaġa li hija l-qalbek, qasam partikolari, ġifieri bdejt bil-ġebla ta' Rosetta, ma tqalb il-lista kien hemm ukoll l-affarijiet ta' Malta li huma l-monumenti, kien hemm għamilt artikli fuq il-monumenti, u mbagħad bdejt fuq il-siti tal-UNESCO ta' Malta, l-Belt Valletta li kien hemm diġà allura żilt biċċa biss jew inkella il-poġġow ta' ħalsaflini u affarijiet oħrajn u komplejt inżid magħhom. Li sibt utli, għalmenu nittaħmel li huwa utli u siwi x-xogħol tiegħi huwa li flimkien mal-Wikipedia insaħħu anke l-Wikidata. Li hemmhekk bħala punta tluqa l-kull artiklu inti ġeneralment ikollok fil-lingwi l-oħra definizzjoni ta' x'inhu l-oġġett tal-artiklu, ikollok ħafna ħoloq oħrajn. U bil-Malti ma kien hemm xejn. Allura baddin il-lista ta' 400 kienu ma kontx naf li kienu 400. Ma baddin il-lista kollha qatt din aħjar mill-10,000 artiklu nista' naħaqha f'qasir żmien u għamilt id-definizzjoni ta' kull artiklu li hemm semmi hemmhekk bil-Malti. Issa jeżistu hemmhekk u fejn kien hemm artikli eżistenti jew li qatt nagħmel jiena bdejt nemiżhom b'ħolqa biex dak li jkun meta jtefittex pereżempju li poġġew ta' ħalsaflieni l-artiklu bl-Ingliż jew bl-Italjan issa hemm il-Malti wkoll. U bdejt naqadhom hekk. Wara li hemm il-dawk kollha bat fuq Malta, għax kont bdejt bil-siti ta' wieħed id-dinji tal-UNESCO ta' Malta, u komplejt affarijiet kif għedlek. Bdejt minnaħa u spiċċajt skont ma nsib. U għamilt ir-rawixxa tal-qassisin li nistħenajt imma ma kellix idea li kienet teżisti, għandlet li l-kurzita biex nkun naf xini, un bat sirt naf, komplejt fuq Malta, bdejt kont, għanzi bil-Malta taħt il-Franċiżi, un bat bdejt fuq ġibjuni differenti u fuq l-ilma tal-pjan, fuq postijiet li l-qas biex kon naf li jeżistu, bħal tabakja u ta' kandja, u għamilt artikli fuqhom, saħħaħt ukoll bl-Ingliż għax kienu b'referenzi antiki jew l-qas jeżistu. Uħut minnum u għamilt anke bit-Taljan. Imbagħad qatt affarijiet oħrajn li l-hemm dik il-lista, ġifieri inkomplejt xorta fuq l-ambitu ta' monumenti jew ta' storja jew ta' kultura, dak l-iktar bażi li qed nagħmel. U bdejt nagħmel oħrajn bdejt nipprova nagħżel.
Dawk il-kummenti ta' Clyde Triganza jiġibuna fit-tmiem din il-parti tal-programm ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi għallum illi apparti kollox huwa wkoll l-aħħar wieħed. F'din is-sensiela. Ħarwiet fit-tieni sensiela qabli nkomplu l quddiem però għalissa se nifqu żgur, se nifqu għall-perjodu jaf ikun ta' 3 xhur, jaf ikun ta' 6 xhur, jaf ikun ta' anke aktar minn hekk. Jiena nittama illi tkomplu seguna anke għaliex il-programm tal-lum ma jispiċċax hawn. Thank you. Matul din it-tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi illi tiġi fit-tmima propju dan il-programm, jiena kont regolarment jgħat nimraħ fodis-siħa enċiklopedika sejjaħtilha diversi drabi għalfatt illi nitlaq fuq vjaġġ illi qed nittama illi mhux neċessarjament iwassalni x'imkien partikolari, imma illi nifhem u napprezza illi l-ġmil tiegħu huwa f'dak illi niltaqa' għalhom it-triq. Aparti hekk, però, hemm destinazzjoni. Destinazzjoni hija lura li nid-dar kważi għal ngħidu hekk, imma dar illi qatt ma tista' terġa' tkun kif kienet meta ħallejta. Wara kollox, din hija d-natura tal-Odissea. Il-fil-program tal-lum minix ser immur nimraħ imma san ħeġġex lilkom illi tmorru tfittxu il-programmi illi kellna matul din is-sensiela kollha dawn issibuhom permezz tal-website tal-Campus FM imma kan issibuhom permezz tal-Mixcloud fejn jinżammu dawn il-programmi biex anke jixxandru minn dan l-istazzjon tar-radju issibuhom ukoll f'postijiet oħra inkluż pereżempju fuq il-website personali tiegħi illi huwa permezz ta' tonysant.com. U hawnhekk allura jiena se neqaf interra tal-anqas għal din it-tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici fuq ir-radju. Anke jekk il-vjaġġi enċiklopedici tagħna ikomplu bil-ħidma online fuq il-Wikipedia bil-Malti u l-Wikipedia b'mod aktar globali. Mekkana ġejna fit-tmiem is-26 programm u t-tieni sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi flimkien miegħi Tony Sant. Jiena nirringrazzja lill-mistiedna kollha li kellna matul dawn iż-żewġ sensieliet u b'mod partikolari nirringrazzja wkoll il-Wikimedia Community Malta tal-appoġġ tagħhom għat-tfassil ta' dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Jekk tridu ssiru tafu aktar dwar x'jiġri f'Malta permezz tal-Wikimedia Community Malta, tista' żuru s-sit tagħhom fuq www.wikimalta.org jew issibuhom ukoll fuq il-Facebook fost mezzi oħra ta' komunikazzjoni online. Għalkemm wasalna f'tmiem din is-sensiela, jiena nagħmel appuntament magħkom għal vjaġġ enċiklopediku ieħor darb'oħra. Sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu dakinhar, nawguralkom is-saħħa. Vjaġġi enċiklopedici huwa produzzjoni tal-M3P Foundation għal Campus FM. Dan il-programm jixxandar fuq dan l-istazzjon nhar tat-tlieta fl-erba' u nofsta wara nofsinhar, b'ripetizzjoni l-ħamis fit-tlieta ta' wara nofsinhar.